You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit Police Department wants to recruit new officers from the city's public schools. But here's a problem. You need a driver's license to work for the DPD, and too many kids just don't have them. Enter Detroit Police Sergeant Star Gonzalez. She's seeking to solve this problem through an innovative program called Drive to Thrive. Sergeant Gonzalez, tell us exactly what is Drive to Thrive.
It's a program that we started through our Detroit Public Safety Foundation for our Detroit Public Schools to help our youth receive a driver's license. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they took the program out of the schools many years ago. And unfortunately, the cost of it could cost anywhere up to $600. And our youth is not able to afford this, which enables them to drive, jobs, career opportunities, and everything else.
What was the problem that you saw with recruitment that you thought this program could help solve?
So as I'm recruiting in the high schools, you know, and I'm going around to all the, even the colleges, my local colleges in Detroit and for my Detroit students, and we're trying to get them, you know, to come on the Detroit Police Department. As I go through the requirements, I start losing everybody with the driver's license. And I ask, like, well, why don't you have a driver's license? Or why didn't you get it yet? And sure enough, it's always because the people cannot afford to get their driver's license. Mm-hmm. And it became the norm in our schools. You go around to all of our high schools, and I have 100 students, 100 12th graders that's graduating, and you know, say, who has their driver's license? You know, who's going to meet the qualifications once they graduate? And you might have three people raise their hand, and that's a big issue.
So they get through Drive to Thrive, which you've started at Cody High School, right? Because that's a Detroit Police magnet school?
That was our very first school, was at Cody High School, yes.
Okay. So they get driver's ed, but they get more, don't they?
We do. So we implement our Detroit, like, violence prevention safety instructions class. So they get to interact more with police officers. We teach them a conflict resolution, road rage. We are building relationships with them during these class segments. It gives them a whole encounter with the police department on a different level.
And are you seeing this training affect students' attendance and grades?
Oh, it definitely does. The attendance rate went up 32%. The grades went up 10%. And our behavior violations, which is the best, dropped 81%. They can't miss a day during their program. And also, to get through all three segments, they're still on their probation period with us where they have to come to school. There's no missing days. So the attendance rate did go up. So now that you have our 10th and 11th graders going towards this program, you see the 9th graders want this. They're like, okay, so if their older brother and sister or one of their friends just accomplished their first portion of their driving training, they know their next year, it's an application process. They have to make sure that they're trying to come to school, get the grades, because we want the best to come. You know, we want them to be their best.
How many schools are you in now? So you say you started at Cody.
We are in 5. The Stillman Foundation has given us $150,000 towards our Drive to Thrive program this year. And GM gave $125,000. So this year, that's how we're going to be able to have 275 students this year alone, because the funds that we have between the two of them.
You know, they say it takes a village. Certainly Drive to Thrive is an example of this. You've got partnerships among Detroit Police Department, Detroit Public Schools, the Detroit Youth Violence Prevention Initiative, All-Star Driver Education, the Detroit Public Safety Foundation. That's a lot of stakeholders. Why do you think so many stakeholders are supporting Drive to Thrive?
I think they're realizing the importance of this. The biggest factor was nobody realized the impact that it's having on our generation that's coming. They're at college. They still go there without having a driver's license. Then you have all these companies that's going there for hirement. They're looking at these students. They don't even meet their qualifications because they're not even holding a driver's license. Mm. Not only that, our kids are still driving without a driver's license. They get pulled over. They'll get a ticket driving without a license. That ticket, in turn, turns into a warrant if they do not pay it. that warrant comes up with fines. So now you got a 16-year-old or 17-year-old driving. They might drop their little brother or sister off at school because they got to get to school. They get to school. They get a ticket. That ticket goes into warrant status. Mm-hmm. Now they're in the system, and they come in the system. It's like a pathway from school to prison, and we're seeing that. We want to stop that, and I believe that everybody is starting to see, like, hey, this is something that's needed. Now I know you have families, like, on the outskirts, you know, that might be able to pay for their students. Or, for example, you know, I sent my son through his first segment of driver's training because I can afford it. But when you have some of our parents or struggling families, who could afford $275 to pay for driver's training when they have a $275 DTE bill? And then those are the types of choices that the parents of the youth are getting faced with.
You are a recruiter. What kind of interest amongst youth do you find in police work in general?
A lot. The main question is always the SRT, which is our, like, SWAT. They say SWAT, but it's our SRT. It's our special response team. A lot of the guys want to go towards that. A lot of females likes the domestic violence portion and our child abuse units. They like to deal with the community, or they might have been involved in situations like that, so they want to make a change. So I get a lot of the females will ask about our domestic violence unit or even our homicide units in K-9. Hmm. Our K-9 unit is definitely another one of everybody's favorites.
So Drive to Thrive is a solid effort to make a career in law enforcement more attainable for these young people. But it is no secret that, and you know this, among some people and some communities, especially communities of color, the police don't have the greatest reputation. So here you are, a recruiter for the Detroit Police Department. How do you address negative images of police when you're sitting there face-to-face talking with young people?
Well, I got to say, I was born and raised in the city as well, and I understand everything that's going around us, but I love my city, and I could tell you, I could speak for a lot of Detroit police officers that we love our city, and I'm going to knock on wood that we don't have those type of problems. We try to have our police department image our city, and that's why we stay within our city, and I'm staying within our city to recruit, because it took somebody to give me this opportunity to do what I'm doing, and now I'm passing it on back to my youth and my generation. We have so many great programs here that connect our community with our Detroit Police Department. Just our community events that's held at each precinct, from just even parties for the children, the Halloween parties, Christmas parties. We do Secret Santa. We just go around and give. We have a sisterhood program that's within the schools, a brotherhood program that's within these schools. We really do try to connect with our community.
Detroit Police Sergeant Star Gonzalez. Sergeant, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having us and for your support. We really appreciate it.